Sports. The Smithsonian began collecting sports equipment and souvenirs in 1882. In the early years, the collection focused on baseball. Baseball is known as our national pastime, our most avidly pursued leisure activity. In recent years, though, the collection has broadened. The goal of the curators is to show the role sports plays in American life. The National Museum of American History owns all sorts of items. It has President Abraham Lincoln's handball, Christy Yamaguchi's skating dress, and heavyweight champion Muhammad Ali's boxing gloves and robe. There's even a bowling pin from the bowling alley that President Truman had built in the White House basement. The Olympics have a place in the Smithsonian, too. In the 1928 Olympics in Amsterdam, a college lacrosse team represented the United States. One young man on the team bought a diary to write down his thoughts. That diary is in the Smithsonian collection. Also, there are photos he took, an Olympic patch, his visa, and more. Caption: President Abraham Lincoln's handball from 1859 is in the Smithsonian's collection. Feature box. Curator. A curator is an expert in his or her field. A curator decides how to display objects, how to care for them, which objects the museum might acquire, and which items the museum should get rid of. In addition, part of a curator's job is to research the history or provenance of an object. A curator also publishes books and articles about the collection. Caption: This curator is examining George Washington's sword. The Smithsonian has far more objects than it can show at one time. One group of sports cards fills more than 200 boxes. They aren't on display, but if you're interested, you can make an appointment to view them.